Nick, another season gets underway this coming Thursday evening on the square. Take me back to the beginning. How many years has this been? And was this your brainchild, or where did the idea come from?
We started this in 2008. At the time, Bill Donabedian was working with 3CDC when the renovation of the square was happening. And Bill is a fan of Tropicoso, and he came to me and said, I want to do some sort of Latin night on the square. What do you think? And I said, yeah, let's do it. So I created the concept, named it, and I'm hired by 3CDC to program the event. But I definitely feel like it's one of my babies. You know, mm-hmm. We all work really hard to make it happen. But yeah, that's kind of the genesis of it.
But going back, Bill had like a one-night thing in mind, not a series?
No, he wanted to do something in the summertime, some sort of series in the summertime.
Series.
Yeah, and I think because of the success of the event, I mean, right from the beginning, that was back when there was a small tent was the stage down there. It's not what you see now. It was way back, and it was a hit from the beginning, and that's, I think, the next season, maybe the season after, we started starting the series earlier in the year and running it later than anything else that's programmed on the square. So we start 4 weeks prior to the regular programming on the square, and we go 4 weeks after. So it's usually 22 weeks. This year it's 21 because of July 4th, but 22 weeks, the longest running series, I believe, on the square.
Why was it a hit? What's the magic there?
I've said this before. I think it's a combo of...
Because everything isn't. I mean, there are a lot of things that flop.
Totally true. And I've been in the Latin music scene here in Cincinnati for a long, long, long time. And you can't just make this event, like move it into a nightclub or into another venue. Like it exists on the square and it's successful because I think, first of all, it's very Cincinnati. It's in the heart of the city. It's free. It's safe. It's super diverse.
Family friendly.
Right. Family friendly. And it's a great chance to learn something, learn about dancing if you're into that, watch a great band, have some great food, and just be outside in the summertime. And I think all those combinations, easy parking, all those things, just equal I got to do it kind of thing. Like this is something that we should check out in the summertime. And I'm so grateful because it really has become this trademark event in Cincinnati. And it really represents, I feel like, what Cincinnati strives to be, a very diverse event in the heart of the city.
Chatting with Nick Radina, who runs the Salsa on the Square, Thursday nights beginning this coming Thursday, starting what time is it?
7 o'clock.
It's pretty early. Yeah.
Yep. So it's 7 to 10 o'clock.
Old guys like me can make it.
Yep.
For the folks who, and I know there are a lot of them out there, who might not come down because I don't know anything about salsa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to dance.
Right.
Set their mind straight.
Right, yeah, totally.
Because everybody doesn't dance, correct?
Absolutely, right, right. It's definitely not only about that, for sure. I mean, I've always looked at Salsa in the Square, even from the very beginning, just coming with the concept is it's an introduction into this kind of this family. You know, I mean, I've been playing Latin music for a long time, and I have my own approach to what I want to see, but this is something that is very accessible for people just to come down, and if they've never heard a cowbell before in their life or this type of music or even music sung in Spanish or anything, this is a great introduction to that. And as much as the dancing is a massive part of this, there's also quite a few people that are just watching the band and also watching the dancing happening. It's not just about participating either. Like you can just be there and experience what it is. So I think that if you think of it as an introduction, and I think once you've done that, you're going to get hooked. That's kind of what happens. I've seen people, children grow up on the square, and I've seen couples meet and get married on the square, and all these things that you, and these friends that I've made over the years. And they just came down there because maybe they wanted their significant other to learn how to dance, or maybe they wanted to do something on a Thursday night, or they just wanted to get out and experience what Cincinnati has to offer. And Salsa on the Square is a great example of how you can do that. And with the additional programming on the square, some people have never been to Fountain Square before for any events. Yeah. And maybe Salsa on the Square is that introduction to even get them to come downtown to the square. And then they might realize, oh, well, there's programming every night on the square. It's not Latin programming, but it's
something
on the square.
Yeah.
Right, which I don't think a lot of people maybe realized until the introduction of them coming downtown to see Salsa on the Square.
And if they would like to, dip their toes into salsa, there are dance instructors there.
Right. So the big part of it is I partner with as many of my friends who are dance instructors here in town. And the purpose is to kind of focus on the basics. So we'll do a dance class or two throughout the night. And it's really great because, you know, there's moments where I'm on the stage and I'm watching one of the dance instructors teach their class and I'm looking out across the audience. It's just a sea of people all moving in unison. Mm. And it's really a great thing to see in all different skill levels and all of that. So, yeah, we've got a great kind of beginner mindset with teaching them.
I was going to ask you what I know the music is tops for you, but your favorite thing other than actually playing the music, and mm-hmm. I think you just answered it,
yeah.
is seeing what's happening out there.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I'm just, you know, standing on the stage looking out before the band goes on. If I'm playing or I'm just trying to get the band on stage to play and just kind of trying to run the event, I have stopped sometimes and just look out. Mm-hmm. at kind of the impact that the event has had. And just for me, I'm very proud of it. And it's something that I feel like everyone that's working on the event from the 3CDC side and the Fountain Square staff side, you know, we're all, it's something to be really proud of because it's just a diverse, packed summertime thing. And
very different.
And super different.
Very different. Yeah. Unique, yes.
It's very unique.
Quickly, who are some of the hot bands you got lined up?
Yeah, so the usuals, of course, the favorites will always be at Salsa in the Square. So just a reminder, I try to book as many local acts as I possibly can. I mean, that's where my heart is. That's where these are my friends. If I don't provide an opportunity for acts to play, we might not have the great Latin bands that we have in mm-hmm. town because it is a unique thing. We have so much great talent here. So Tropicoso is obviously one of them, Son del Caribe, Candela, La Formula, Mambo Combo. A new act this year from Dayton called the Dayton Salsa Project, which I've not heard yet, but I've heard really great things. We've got some acts from out of town, an act called Afincao from Chicago, and then the Kentucky Salsa All-Stars from Louisville, which are definite favorites. And my little group called Zumba will be there. So yeah, it's as many local bands as possible, and then some bands from out of town.
Starts at 7 o'clock. About what time is it wrap?
7 to 10 o'clock.
7 to 10.
Yep. We got Mazunte there serving some food. We've got cold drinks. And this year, we've got a new sponsor on board. Fifth Third is going to be helping us out all year. You know, we're always very, very grateful for P&G. Their support from the beginning has made Salsa on the Square what it is. So this is the P&G Salsa on the Square. So thanks to P&G.
Well, what band's kicking it off?
Son del Caribe will be the first band of the season. Yep. So May 2nd.
All gets going this coming Thursday evening. And catching up with Nicholas Radina and Salsa on the Square starts this Thursday evening, 7 o'clock on the Square. Always a pleasure, Nick.
Thank you, OD.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.